passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We're now entering the final hour of our program. Thanks for being here. Let's get right back to the calls. And out in Texas we go. Expired.
What's going on, Paul?
Are you here?
Hey, I just wanted to give a shout out to one of our new callers, Cornbread, man. He's got an awesome Twitter game, and he's a great new young caller, and I really enjoy him. But are you ready for some who's hot, who's not, Paul?
I can hardly wait. Go.
Yes, sir. If you have initials such as AJ, that is hot. If your initials are AC, better known as Ass Clown, it is not. Paul, it is great to be in America. Living in America is hot. Living in Bangladesh and watching midget porn all day.
Yeah, expired. I think the suits got you there, whatever you said. I wasn't even sure I heard it. Todd is up next.
Paul, thank you for letting me get back in, man. I didn't mean to have to make this second call. But listen, I walked in her gym. But first of all, let me apologize. Susie, I am so sorry, and I'm apologizing from the bottom of my heart. But I got so stirred up with Jim's discontent and hate that he stirs. And when you said he was a good call, I put it off on you, and I'm sorry, and I'm glad that God gave you such a good man. But out of the bottom of my heart. But now, Paul, let me ask you this. Why come everybody that calls this show that disagrees with Jim is a hypocrite?
I don't know. What do you think, Todd?
I don't know. That beats all I ever see. But let me tell you something, Jim. God also says the meek shall inherit the earth. Now, just because I want to grab you by the nape of the neck and scoop your mouth full of this earth, that don't make me a hypocrite. And Jim, you make it a point. Whenever Paul gets the rabbi in here, and you and Augie, y'all run to this show. Let me tell you something. Jesus' first miracle was when he turned water into wine. And Mary come around talking to him, and he says, "Woman, why are you bothering me?" Well, I don't go to Mary to get to Jesus. I'm a Christian. God died on the cross to save my soul. I get to go straight to him. I'm not like them people up in New York that's marching, them Palestinians, and them people that always have a go-between. And let me tell you something. God says, "I will spew you out of my mouth. I never knew you." And Jim, you're what God's talking about right there. Now, I'm supposed to love you, and I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to still love you, spite of yourself, Jim. But I am so sick of this country being full of people like you that want to call somebody a hypocrite when you don't know nothing about God. Paul, also, let me get back to the sport. God also says, "My people will go to a place on high called Bama." Roll damn tide, Paul. Thank you, man.
Cat Daddy is up next.
Hey, day in the morning. Big Paul looking good and sounding good the wrong way. That old Todd, I tell you what, John Wayne once said, apologizing is a sign of weakness. But my question to you, Mr. Feinbaum, and Velveeta brought this up. She said, ask him, now Junior did too, bring this up. If you're sitting in a restaurant with your wife and y'all are having a nice dinner,
right?
And John from St. Louis walks in and sits down at your table, and what's his name from Tuscaloosa, the one that's always whining and moaning, comes in and sits down at the table, and John looks at you and says, "Big Paul, have you woke up and smelt the coffee?" what would you say to that man?
If John showed up at my table, the first thing I would do would be to call 911.
You got that right.
I would tell them that there's been a prison break.
Mr. Feinbaum, you are something. Y'all have a great day, and God bless y'all.
If I ever get married again, my wife, I will marry only a woman named Velveeta. Johnny B. is up next.
I think that's a great idea. I like cheese dip, and Velveeta is a key ingredient.
It is.
Cheese dip. I begin to think that Tommy Tuberville and Todd are related. Do you see any kind of
they could be.
Thing right in there?
There's a similarity.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking if there's any way, if Reggie Bush can get a trophy, and you know, surely we can give Tommy some kind of a football accolade and get him out of the Senate. But Lord have mercy, I had a lot to say and I just went damn near brain dead. But I like we got the new guy Chris, and I'm going to have to see if I can hit up Matt and see if they got any kind of a night shift job at Popeyes, because working today, I'm missing out on a lot of good Twitter feuds. And Chris, you know, I love him to death. I like all these dudes. I like everybody but Jim. You know that. But Chris is like telling, bring the heat, bring the heat. And bring the smoke, bring the smoke. But I got a new name for it. It's Crisco. We didn't bring the smoke. We deep fried your ass. And he's backing off. He's going to have to find some more game if he's going to come in here and hang with the big boys. And finally, if Peyton Thorne, do you find it funny that Freeze is sticking with Peyton Thorne?
I do too.
And I've got a great idea. Since Peyton Thorne looks a whole lot like Morgan Wallen, maybe they should imagine the ball as a chair and his receivers as cops. And maybe he might could throw a decent pass and hit somebody one day. But I had a bunch more stuff, but Todd blew my mind. Y'all have a good day, and I've enjoyed it. Bye.
Jim?
Yeah, I'll tell you why this Todd guy is a liar. He's a total liar. He's a hypocrite. 2 days ago, you remember he called, I like Jim. That's what he said. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
You remember
oh, yeah.
that, Paul?
Of course.
Well, that's a hypocrite. The next day, he don't like me. He hates me. Is that not contrary, which means that's a hypocrite? Would you agree?
Pretty good description to me.
Thank you, Paul. That's all I want to say. He's a lying scumbag, lowlife. I dare him call anybody. And he talks about me insulting women, and one of the best, maybe the best woman you've ever had on this show, nicest, sweetest, Christian, and he insulted and defamed her and calls me a woman. What did he say? He said I didn't respect women.
Right.
That's a hypocrite, Paul. I think you know that. He's a lowlife, lying, phony hypocrite. I don't need your prayers. I doubt if they reach the ceiling, Todd, you liar. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much. Great call. Mike is up next in Kentucky. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Paul. It's been a while, brother.
Great to hear from you.
I see not much has changed.
No. We're still open for business here.
Jim's still nuttier than a squirrel turd. Oh, man. I've been having problems with my chickens, Paul.
What's going on?
I lost three chickens and a peacock in the last month. And I've done eliminated all the usual suspects, as weasel, coon, bobcat, fox. Now, I think it's Jim from Tuscaloosa, to tell you the truth. He strikes me as the kind of guy that'd steal a chicken. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of information on that one.
Yeah, well, I got traps set. I got game eye cameras. I got night vision cameras. I got snow traps. I got steel traps with half-pound tannerite charges. I'm ready for you, Jim. Keep taking my chickens. Roll dadgum tide.
Ooh. Brad is up next in Georgia. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Paul. How you doing, brother?
You're doing well.
Congratulations. I'm going to run through some stuff. I've been waiting a while, so give me a little leeway on this.
Sure.
Reggie Bush, congratulations on your Heisman Trophy. I don't care if they bought your family a house in Beverly Hills. You earned that on the field. So, man, you're just a petty, petty caller, and that's all you'll ever be. So keep just putting in your air conditioner systems. All right. The other thing was, Connor, your list on SEC quarterbacks by team, Georgia's got the best quarterback in the league this year, and he's going to prove it. And as far as our second-string quarterback, he's been in our system for 3 years, Gunnar Stockton. and I'll take him over Arch Manning right now. And I don't even know who Alabama's second string quarterback is. If it's Simpson, I guess that's who it's going to be. But Paul, one more thing about Susie. Sorry to hear about your story. At the same time, don't prop up a narcissist, because Jim is a narcissist. If he gets the dictionary, his photo will be right by the word narcissist. But Paul, again, thank you so much for taking my call. Have a good one, brother.
Thank you, Brad. We'll take a break. We have 45 minutes and change remaining here on a Wednesday afternoon, and we're coming right back.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back. Let's continue with some more phone calls. John is next.
Hello,
Paul, John.
How are you too? Paul, anyway, I wanted to catch up today and talk a little bit about if you have any early feel for the 2024 season for University of Missouri football program. My take is, Paul, I think Missouri will be really good on offense, and I think the big question mark is the defense. You know, we lost our defensive coordinator to LSU, who was a really great coach, and I think that's going to be the key. I believe that Brady Cook is going to have a huge year, unless he gets hurt. But anyway, do you have any initial?
John, I agree. I think they are a toss-up game away from going to the playoffs. I think it's that close.
Right. Right. When are you going to have the new AD and/or Coach Drink? I know Coach Drink likes you, and he likes to come on the show.
Yeah,
when are you
the new AD,
Mr.
Veach, just was announced yesterday, so we would hope to have him on as soon as his schedule allows.
Good deal. What about the Drink Man?
Drink is always always welcome. We haven't had him in a while, but we'll go after. We'll call him and see if he'll come on.
No, why not, Paul?
I mean, we love Missouri here, John. You know that.
Well, why haven't you had him on, Paul? And I'm starting to segue into another topic. So why, you know, here I go again. I mean, why haven't you had people on from Missouri? Okay.
Well, we had Weiss on a couple of days ago, a week or two ago.
Who?
Weiss, your wide receiver.
Theo Weiss?
Theo Weiss, yes. He was right here in River City.
Okay. Very good. Anyway, Paul, now I want to talk a little bit about, I want to segue into what I brought up yesterday, and these are the kind of topics that a lot of your callers don't want to talk about, but I think given the fact of the matter is, Paul, that your show is the SEC, okay? And so when I talk about music and songs, I think it's indicative of what goes on in the Southeast Conference. And I started talking yesterday about Ode to Billy Joe and the Ballad of Billy Joe. And I talked about the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Right.
And I brought this up, and I saw Legend on here earlier, and I was hoping that we could get some input from Legend on the big question mark is, what happened to Billy Joe?
Yeah, for those who don't know what we're talking about, this is a song that came out in 1967.
67. Yes, it did. And it was a great song. It won a Grammy Award, Paul.
Yeah, it was a song that was sung by Bobby Gentry, who I've lost track of in the last 50 years, but I'm sure she's had some other big hits.
Well, can we kind of pick it up here a little bit? Do you want to talk about this, or you don't want to talk about it?
Yeah, no, I'm good with talking about it. It did happen in Mississippi, so I think we're right.
Well, yeah, it happened in Mississippi. It happened at the Tallahatchie Bridge. Okay,
yeah.
It's a very famous place, by the way, Paul. Did you know that?
I really didn't know that. I mean, I've been to Mississippi many times, but I've never been to the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Okay, well, obviously you don't want to talk about anything.
No, well, no. What,
this is
John. Tell me what you would like to talk about, okay?
I want to talk about stuff, Paul, that's out of the norm to juice the show up. And you know what your show is again, Paul. Your show and you, young man, you're part of the Eastern establishment, the Yes Boys, big money, Paul, and you know it. Good night, Paul.
Okay, I'm part of the Eastern establishment. I was born in the South. I've lived every day of my life in the South. Anyway, that's fair. I mean, why should I argue with that? Ryan is up next in College Station, Texas.
Compelling from John today, huh, Paul?
He has hung up on the Ode to Billy Joe.
He's got on a heater, and he will not let it go.
No.
It's just compelling every time. Hey, I wanted to see, did you catch the news about Rush Probst over there in
Rush Probst, who I've known forever, he's had quite an interesting career. He's now in Pell City, for about the 19th time in his career, the school board tried to fire him wherever he was.
That was my question, Paul. You beat me to the punchline, brother. How many administrative dismissals has he had compared to how many state championships has that guy had? I think they're neck and neck.
Yeah, I mean, what's the old? I mean, he may be down to his ninth live, as we say in the trade.
I just don't know how he keeps getting hired at these big 6A schools. It baffles me. With that amount of baggage, every school takes a gamble on chasing a title, and this guy.
And what I didn't understand is why they were trying to get rid of him anyway.
Yeah, well, nobody's coming clean with that either, too. I read up on it and tried to find an article anywhere and couldn't find what they were chasing this time around. But you have to imagine it's something similar to the last two or three or four or six dozen.
Well, I know he was fired from Hoover, and then he was fired from somewhere, maybe a couple of places in Georgia. I really can't remember.
Colquitt County, I think, fired him. And then Valdosta fired
yeah.
him.
Okay, so I think this is only the fourth time they've tried to do this.
Yeah, it's just baffling to see these guys that still take a gamble on somebody with that much baggage. But, hey, we're A&M, and we took Jimbo, so there we go.
I'll offer this about Rush, and I've known him a long time. He is a fantastic coach. I think that's why he keeps getting jobs.
I agree. Good talking to you, Paul. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. Let's check in next with Mac. Hey, Mac. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir, Paul. How are you doing?
We are doing well. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. It's most days I listen on the podcast because I'm still working, but I heard all the news about last Friday with Jim and Alyssa, and I'll just say this about Jim. Jim's usually pretty well behaved until he gets attacked. I personally don't have a problem with Jim. Jim has been with your show since way back in the early days. He's kind of the leader of the old time callers, so you know, no problem there. Now Todd, I don't know what Todd's deal is. I'm 57 years old. I spent the first part of my life cowboying, and Todd is not no cowboy. And I don't think he's a preacher either when he called the Archbishop a rabbi. Or
yeah, that was a slight confusion between a Catholic priest and a Jewish rabbi. Nothing important.
Yes, sir. Very much so. Well, Paul, I'm going to be quick about this. I'm 57 years old, like I said, and I watched when I was growing up. The only TV I got to watch most of the time, I was being the remote control for three channels back before remote controls existed. But every time at Christmas every year, I get so excited because I get to watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
Very, 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 it was wonderful for the time, but very poorly done, you know, by today's standards. But if you remember, Rudolph was an outcast because he had a red nose, and he befriended the elf. A little elf wanted to be a dentist. He didn't want to be a toy maker. So they all wind up on the Isle of Misfit Toys. And that kind of fits the description about a lot of the callers on this show. They've all got a little defect. Still good guys, good things, good people, but just a little bit defective. So anyway, I enjoy listening. It's good to speak with you, and you have a great day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Kevo is up next in Birmingham. Hello, Kevo.
Hey, Paul. I appreciate the Rudolph being explained to me, the storyline. That's always confused me so much over the years. But John, about the ode to Billy Joe, I did say I think John should take a jump with a life preserver, of course, off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Yeah.
I don't want him to get hurt or anything. But that was kind of a – have you seen that movie before?
I don't think so, but I remember the movie came out a couple of years after the song.
Robbie Benson played it. It was kind of disturbing, actually. It was sad. But, hey, Regions Golf Tournament. Is that what it's called now? The one in Birmingham coming up?
Yeah, the Regions Tradition. It's in 2 weeks.
Will you be here, Paul?
Yes, we will be there on Wednesday.
Okay. And you will you be playing?
No. We have to do the show, so I'm going to be precluded from playing.
Okay. I was going to ask you real quick. When you're lining up, and you have played, all those people are on the side when you're teeing off. Does that make you nervous?
Yeah. I mean, I've done it a couple of times. I mean, and, you know, I'd say my track record is pretty mixed. I mean, I've had some great shots and then some just unbelievably bad shots that got replayed 4,000 times. So it's, I think there was one time I played with Barkley, and, I mean, there was a massive, it was like 5,000 to 10,000 people around. I mean, it was really hard to like get the club back. I mean, you just, for somebody that was a terrible golfer, I mean, you just have to shut it all out. And it's almost impossible because the time I was doing it, one of the times I was doing it, the crowd, Barkley got the crowd to start heckling me. So, I mean, and it's hard enough to play golf with nobody talking. It's even more difficult when a couple of thousand people are yelling at you.
I bet you hit it better than Charles, that famous swing.
That was back. I have seen many evolutions of Charles's game over the years. When I don't play anymore, but I used to. I played with him privately when he could play really well, and then I walked with him the year he played with Michael Jordan, and I literally called him. I said, Charles, slow it down, man. I mean, he literally couldn't make contact that day. Hey, thanks for the call. We are heading to the break. We'll talk more golf when we get to Birmingham. We're back with more right after this.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tuesday night, Rally Cap, 8 p.m., wrap-up of the big weekend in softball and baseball. Snake is up next.
Hey, Paul.
How are you, Snake?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I was reminded of a couple of things while I was waiting to tell you about prayers for Jim, but hey, I've been to quite a few charity events that you were at, and I've seen you play golf. I've seen Charles Barkley play golf. You've got a much better golf swing than Charles Barkley.
I don't play anymore, so I can't really argue that. But I have played with Charles quite a few times when he really was good. What happened to Charles? And it happens to a lot of people that are of his fame, that every time he goes to a tournament, the local pro will walk up to him on the range and try to give him a tip, and it's the worst thing that can happen.
Well, I think you probably gave him the worst tip if you told him to slow it down, because he always had that hitch in his backswing.
No, I was walking. I had played with him the day before he played with Michael Jordan, so I was walking with him, and I finally grabbed him about the third or fourth hole. I said, Charles, slow it down. Take a deep breath. And he got very upset with me. But
I bet.
I thought he was just, he's played enough golf, but I mean, he went from a really good golfer to a disaster.
Yeah. Hey, something else I was reminded of. Do you remember a fellow, was Hudson from Roebuck, used to call in years ago?
Oh, yes, of course.
That was my brother.
Was it really?
He passed away like 7 years ago.
Sorry to hear that. I remember him very well.
And I want to give a, if good Lord lets him listen to you up there, I want to throw a shout out to him because he was my best buddy. But the main reason I was calling in was about praying for Jim. People are wasting their time. I've prayed for him. And the first time that I ever heard him say somebody's prayer wouldn't make it through the ceiling or the roof, I went outside and prayed. Every time he would call or quit the show, I would, Jesus, please let this be the last time he calls, and it didn't work.
Well, Snake, you can never go wrong trying to get the right prayer.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm starting to pray for John, but he still calls in, too. But, hey, that's all I got, buddy. I appreciate you.
It's great to hear. Thanks for mentioning your brother. We miss him. Thanks, Snake. Appreciate it. Jim is next.
Thank you, Paul. You know what? What's the guy? Snake? Is that his name?
Snake, yeah.
What a perfect name for a man that's such a hypocrite. Snake. That's the devil. That's the devil. What's Snake? That's the devil. Are you the devil? Seriously, Paul. You know what? Maybe Jesus wants me to help call the show. Give that some thought, Snake. Here's why I call it, Paul. I really believe I've got a handle a little bit on, and I'm not trying to be defaming. I'm not trying to be condescending. I'm just trying to tell what I believe. I believe that John, you upset John because he like me, he's faster on the draw than I am, though. Usually I get mad when you do that, trying to insult me or put me down by making sarcastic looks and grins and stuff. But I think that's what's going on with John from St. Louis. I really believe that. He sees you're trying to make fun of his Tallahatchie Bridge and things that it's serious to him. And he's a pretty smart guy. He really is, but he goes off as fast as he goes off faster than I do. He really goes off.
Yeah, I mean, I do think he's smart, but he's
got
a.
I know he's smart.
But he just
and
can't.
He's insecure, Paul.
Yeah, well,
he's insecure.
You're right.
But I like him, and I said he was the most compelling caller. I still believe that, and you said that. I-Man really says that. We talk all the hell about it. I-Man says he's tremendous. He loves him. He is compelling. But he's easily set off by you. Really, I mean, I see that clear. Don't you?
Yeah, and I try to reason with him, but I just can't make it work.
Well, you've already insulted him. He's so mad, you can't reason with him after he gets mad. He goes wackier faster than anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, you're right. This is like having Nick Saban analyze a football game, having you analyze another caller. This is very cool.
Well, I'm not a dummy, and you know that. And you know they hate me because I tell it like it is. They don't like that, and I'm the best caller on the show, and they don't like that. And most of them are dumbasses, Paul. I'm just telling it like it is. I'm straight shooting. You know, in your heart, I know you know, and we know. I'm in and I talk
well,
about
you,
it.
You know you that know, I know.
What?
You know that I know.
That's right. You know and I know and you know that I know.
Right.
But Paul, you know that you've got 99%, no, I'd say 90% total dumbasses calling this show. And you know that. But you've got, that's what you're popular for. Having dumbasses call the show, and other dumbasses are going to call because dumbasses support dumbasses. And that's what this show's all about, really. And you know that. You know it. But that's why I love it. Occasionally, when a Susie or an I-Man or an Augie, but Augie backs away from me. He's scared to be supportive of me because he's afraid he'll be linked
into
me.
You're absolutely right about that.
I know that. He's a coward lawyer. I like him. I prayed for him. He knows the prayers were answered. I'm not trying to brag because God gave me a gift of prayer and you get some other people. But I'd still have a bad attitude about people like Todd. I don't know if I could pray for that, and I really don't. But I have to sometime, and I have to forgive him. I know that. Anyway, you know what? All said and done, Paul, today it's been a great show. It really has.
Well, thank you.
And I miss, you know who I miss? I miss the stirring of the ice. Hello, Paul.
He was good.
He was. All right, thank you.
Thank you. AJ is up next.
Now, speaking of dumbasses, I hate to follow one after that, you know, but hey, what else? I don't have another choice. That's the card I was dealt, you know. But, Paul, let me ask you something about 4 weeks ago. Did Jim not say, I really just don't even like you, Paul? You are no good. I mean, answer it truthfully because I can come back on the podcast and prove you wrong.
I know Jim, and I mean, we have that kind of relationship, AJ. You know that.
It's a love-hate, yeah, but I mean, but he's so contradictory. He's such a contradicting, condescending. Ooh, I could get snapped. I could get the button on that next statement, but I'm going to not lower myself. What I will say is this, Susie, always remember, honey, what Jim did, first of all and worst of all, is he stepped on your faith in the Catholic faith. He did that several weeks ago. You either go with your faith or you go with Jim, one of the two, because I'm going to tell you this, difference between Jesus and Jim is Jim ain't him. He tries to think he is, but I can tell you this too, Paul. Let me segue on over here to John because you know that damn segue's got to be wore out now, Paul. Yeah, I'm on to John here, Paul. He works at the Missouri Hills Detention Center in St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah, Jim, John. Yeah, I'm tracking your ass down like a blood trail on a deer. Trust me. And by the time I get through with you, John, you're going to drive that Segway off the Ozark Mountains over there. And then you got Johnny B over there with 12,000 followers and 13,000 of them's Chinese bots on Twitter. And he's going to get on here talking about, he's so weak of a caller, he's going to talk about Todd over here. Blue, Todd did, oh, Todd was, got his goat. No, he didn't say got his goat. He said he blew something, Paul. He blew his mind or something. Figure out what he blew on Johnny, because I'm seriously worried about him.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.